Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night to everybody and anybody who's listening. I'm staff writer Aliyah Richards, and I'm here with this week's Pinch of Positivity. And let's just get right into it, everybody. My topic this time will be, drumroll please, sleep. Because I've noticed lately my sleep schedule has been out of whack, to put it lightly. And everybody knows you need a solid 8 hours of sleep. And I can say with plenty of confidence, I'm not getting all 8 hours. And that's a pretty big problem. And a pretty big problem I'm sure plenty of people share right along with me. Whether it's because you're constantly on your phone, or because you're studying, or maybe just because you can't get a sleep at night. I'm here to just talk about it. Why can't I get enough sleep, and really, why should I? And while I know getting a lot of sleep is supposed to give you more energy to pass you through the day, you know, I don't feel like that's actually how it works, because a lot of people will go to bed, get a full 8 hours of sleep, sometimes even more, and still get up the next morning utterly exhausted. Even it's happened to me, and I rarely get more than 8 hours of sleep. And me personally, I feel like it's really just my body trying to catch up on all of the sleep that it's been lacking. So I feel that if your body does feel really tired after you wake up, it's probably because it's trying to make up for all the lack of sleep. But still, there are those few times where you can wake up and just feel so well rested. It may not happen too often because, like I said, my sleep schedule is completely out of whack. And really, it should happen more than it does. But that's, like I said, my fault. And those times that I do wake up well-rested, I feel so much calmer and really just ready to face the day. I feel more prepared and just overall happy with myself. Because you have to think about it. It barely happens. So when it does, you kind of want to celebrate. And even if I don't feel calm and well-rested, after I get a full 8 hours of sleep, I'm still proud of myself. Because at the end of the day, I got a full 8 hours. And that's saying something, because that's actually the bare minimum. And it's the bare minimum a lot of people aren't getting. So, like I said, when I do get a full 8 hours, I still kind of want to celebrate. Because it puts my health above, well, my phone, I guess, because that's the biggest obstacle to me getting a full 8 hours. My phone. And it's just so addictive to just scroll to the next page of the book I'm reading on my Kindle. But I have to learn to put it down and just pick it back up in the morning. Because really, at the end of the day, I can always read it later and make up for all the lost time. But when you sleep, you can't make up all of the lost sleep. It's too late. Your body doesn't work like that. If it does, we would have stockpiled so much sleep. We would have made up for all of it. But that's not how it works, unfortunately. So you have to learn to put your health above whatever you want to do at that moment. You have to learn to save it for later. For when you wake up more well-rested than you are now. Because I promise you, whatever you're doing, it can probably wait for your full attention tomorrow. Because we both know you're already half asleep. So just put it down. Put your phone down, put your tablet down, put down your laptop, put down whatever it is. And if you're playing a game, play it tomorrow. Because your lack of sleep will make your gameplay suffer. And I'm just saying, I'd much rather not end on a losing streak. And my sleep deprivation isn't gonna help me fix that. And like I said at the very beginning, I was Elijah Richards, staff writer with the Prowler. Don't forget to check us out more on prowlernews.org and on social media at SMHS Prowler. Good morning, noon, or night, and goodbye.